So while we're looking for answers to this mess, power is looking for us, knows that we're out there, and has designed and put in place ways to identify and guide or eliminate we who love our fellows. So when we discover that there is a stream of thought known as the left that is waiting for us, we turn to it eagerly. At last, we think. An explanation. The reality, we soon find, is dismaying. We learn either that it is a very difficult discipline, a science with many schools of thought to sort through, along with a collection of historical tomes that are like secrets of the crypt. You can hardly breathe down there. What we're given is the left version of Plato's dialectics, which we're told only the smartest, most diligent, and dedicated students may gain access to, while the others, the uninitiated into the mystery of the answer, you learn are dullards, the horde. Or we learn it is a practice of activism without careful analysis, generally a practice of releasing the rage class sows in all of us because it's based on coercion, based on the suppression of our native gifts and wholeness. The answer, by the way, which after a lifetime of diligent study you emerge with, turns out to be a collection of undefined and ultimately, if you get up close and take a good look, nonsensical or emptied out phrases and terms. Progress, civilization, meritocracy, the advance of humanity. We are told that to be masters of the left version of the Platonic scheme, we must grasp the reason why it is that the people from whom you must hold yourself determinedly apart must be tamed, managed, and converted into pure energy or machines. That reason being, quote unquote, to increase productivity so humanity may advance. A worthy project. Of course, for individual humans, we must accept this, else be swept into the trash bin. The opposite, increasing, decreasing ability to sweeten your tongue with the good stuff must be for the greater good, you see. These sad, power-obsessed have the soul death and consequent shamelessness to patter to us about productivity and efficiency, these most profligate wasters of our lives and energy, our creativity, our endless possibilities. You have to work and serve your betters, is the message power wants every child in the world to hear. And that every critical voice who says the opposite must be silenced in whatever way seems most cost efficient. This is the plan of rule, at least from Jeremy Bentham's day, if not earlier. With this plan, 10,000 have enslaved, and that would be in a technologically sophisticated way today, which power will tell us means progress and ipso facto happiness. Your bodies don't feel it. That's because they're out of step with the march of progress. Give us more time, they tell us. We're working on redesigning them. With this plan, 10,000 have enslaved 7 billion. That's been their plan, and their entire global system is now based on it. And what must now be discussed by us is that this plan and their entire global system to, quote unquote, manage us, have been based on the theft and suppression of Nikola Tesla and his inventions. When Nikola wrote about expanding human energy, he was, as intentionally as he could be for that day, writing about freeing it. all his inventions. The three-phase induction motor, his AC-based system of electrical distribution. His inventions in the areas of wireless communication, automation, robotics, wireless power transmission, and the use of electrical resonance, varying wave frequencies to influence health outcomes and end war, were designed to expand the capacity of the individual by freeing us from labor and oppression that drained our energy. Forced labor and oppressive social conditions based on hierarchy and coercion. He knew that labor that re-energized us was not labor, but rather joy, an expression and recharging of our life force, our vitality, as Alice puts it, and that it was this uncoerced, self-determined, and freely given energy that would create, through cooperative association, citing our Kropotkin and Proudhon, paradise on earth. This is Prince's vision as well. This is the vision of all who have fought for our collective freedom globally. Nikola Tesla's inventions explicitly free us from work and from necessity, from coercion. The expansion of human energy means releasing us from slavery. So we see that this issue of productivity is entirely specious, a red herring, to put the most generous cast on it.